This is the Tony Dilt Podcast.
My guest is a radio personality with Sound City Kano. Please welcome Eli. You have 30 seconds to pitch Eli as a brand. Go.
My name is Elijah Iwa. I'm from Edo State. I attended the University of Benin, a mass communication graduate. I graduated 2016. And yes, I go by the name Eli on the radio. I work with Sound City Radio 91.3 in Kano.
How did you get into radio?
So it all started when I got admission into the University of Benin, mass communication. So, of course, we have a radio station in Uniben called Uniben FM 100.1. Yes, 100.1. So in 2015, I snagged an internship at Uniben FM. That's where it all started for me. All right. And where I actually met EDK, who was at Vibes FM in Benin at the time. He came to give us a lecture at Uniben FM. He was a speaker at the time. Yeah, I was also a popular radio presenter in Benin. So that's where I met EDK, and then we exchanged contact after the conference. And yes, when I graduated the following year, I got he actually gave me the opportunity to come to Vibes FM to come intern with him at Vibes FM. So that's how it all started in 2016. Meanwhile, when I finished, I had a stint at Radio Nigeria, that's Bronze FM in Benin. I went to other radio stations too to, you know, just host programs or co-host rather. Like Bronze FM, yeah, just Bronze FM. Before I finally got to Vibes FM and I started started interning with EDK, and yes, so that's how it all started for me. I think from 2016 to 2017, apparently EDK left, so I was still an intern there. Then 2017, something happened. The guy that was hosting the show, the Saturday afternoon show, then he had an issue with the company, and the manager at the time was looking for a presenter to fill in the spot, and she heard about me, and then she called me and said, okay, you know what, I want you to do this, I want you to go host the show for me this Saturday. No, she didn't say I should host the show. She said, all you have to do is go there, play music and hats, don't talk, don't turn on the microphone. Okay, so yeah, I was happy to do that, so I did it. And then she also asked me to produce for the spot guys, which I did. And then she had a conversation. When she came, she was tired that day, and then she said, come see me in the office on Tuesday the following week. So I went there, and then she said, well, I heard you can produce, you've been doing stuff. And I've been there for a year. She probably didn't notice that I was there. But yes, she heard someone, a colleague told her that I'm good at what I do, that I'm trying. Not really, I wouldn't say good though at the time, but yeah, I was trying at the time. Yes, to me, that's it. So she said, okay, you know what? This Saturday, I want you to host a show. The Saturday afternoon show. Okay, come introduce the show. And then I was happy, and then we are going to be paying you stipends. I was working part time at the time. I was teaching in an adult school in Benin at the time. So I told her, okay, I work weekdays, so I don't come to the radio weekdays. I only do weekends. Okay, so because as an intern, I wasn't being paid, so I needed to, and I needed money. I'm a graduate. Come on, so I decided to do only weekend radio. So I'll come only on weekends then while I was interning. And then she said, okay, fine, don't leave your job, okay, but we are going to be paying you stipends, of course, just 10K. So I said, but don't leave your job. You'll be doing Saturdays and Sunday, because the presenter that was doing Sunday afternoon show will soon go for training in Lagos. So she needed someone to fill that spot for her while she's away. So he said, know what, come Saturdays, come Sundays, and then you get paid monthly, just stipends. Say fine. I was happy. All right, I wasn't looking at the money, because yes, I was given an opportunity to host a show for the first time in a proper radio station, like a commercial radio station. I've hosted shows before, but that's a campus radio station. But this one, it's a commercial radio station. So I said, well, I looked forward to it, and that is it. So the day came, of course, you know what it is to be nervous on the radio. Every radio presenter experienced that. When you're the first time on the air, it's like you've never done it before. But yeah, I went there. I went to kick some ass. Yeah, I think I kicked some ass. I'm just saying, like, I don't know, but she was impressed when she heard me say, wow, this is good. The funny thing is, I was expecting her to say, oh, you didn't do this way, you didn't do that way. She said, well, I have nothing to say to you, all right? Just keep at it. The only thing she told me is, keep being original. She said, keep being original, because when you're original, your audience would relate with you better. And that is something that I have, something that I've always held on to till now. Okay. Still holding on to it though. Okay. Yeah. So that's the only thing she told me. Just keep being original. Keep being original. I love it. And that was how it is for me. I started radio. So after that, I did that for like a year. So I was a weekend presenter. I hosted the Saturday afternoon shows and the Sunday afternoon shows. All right. And then for 1 year. And then the head of programs at the time, so while I was hosting, while I was doing radio, I was learning production hand in hand. I was learning how to use the Adobe Audition. So it got to a point, I started producing. I created a countdown show, the Top 10 Global Gospel Countdown. Then at Vibe, so I needed to produce. Before, someone used to produce it for me, but at some point I said, no, you have to learn this thing yourself. There's computer, you have YouTube. And then we had head of production at the time. I said, okay, you know what, I want you to teach me this, so that, because sometimes our head of production, every disappointment is a blessing, Sha, to me, because sometimes our head of production, or most times rather, it will not be around. You give him something to do, Twist will fuck you up. All right, so I said, no, what, I will learn this thing myself. So he showed me the basics, and then I picked it up from there. Apparently, I started producing my own shows. I started producing the countdown. I got better at it with time. So at some point, I started creating sweepers for the station. I started creating sweepers, new sweepers for the weekend. And then one day, my head of programs heard it and said, wow, man. You created this? This is good. You know what? I've been thinking. The guy that co-hosts the Drive Time, 05 to Traffic in Benin, has tendered his resignation. He's about to leave. And they needed someone to fill in weekly for it. To fill in that spot. Meaning I would have to come into radio full time. I said, well, fine. But you know how much I'm being paid here. So I apparently cannot take that amount while I'm on the radio full time. I can't quit my job. I want to do this. All right. But if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to quit my teaching job while I was still teaching, funny enough, I was doing all these weekends. I'll teach Mondays to Fridays. Then Friday evening, I've taken my stuff to the radio station to stay at the lodge, start preparing for shows for Saturday. So my weekends, I'm on radio. When I'm supposed to be chilling or doing something else, I'm on the radio. And then weekdays, I'm back. Sunday evening, after my Sunday afternoon show, I've left the studio and then I'll come home and prepare for the next day, the next day's job. And it was really stressful, but to me, I knew I was satisfied. All right, I was really, that's one thing life has taught me. Try as much as possible to pursue what you want to do. Don't lean back. So yes, I said, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to quit my job and come in here full time, then you'll have to pay me more. She said, fine, I'll talk to the management. Of course, they'll definitely do that. They can't be paying you that amount of money. So she said, fine, no problem. She'll speak to the manager. I said, okay, no wahala. So she told me this in October 2018. All right. She told me this in October 2018. The guy left November I think it's November. Yeah, November, early November. I remember we this sent forth for him. Sassy the OG is his name. And then early January 2nd, I remember I was at home when I got a call from her that, okay, the management have decided to bring you in as the co-host of the 052 Traffic. So this is the amount you're going to be paid. So when are you going to resume? She asked me. I said, fine. First of all, and at the time, I'd already paid for training to come to the Broadcast Radio Masterclass. This was in early 2019. All right. So I paid for the training already. Training was supposed to start February, but because of the election, it shifted it to March. I said, okay, I'll be going for a training next month. I'll be spending 1 month in Lagos, the Broadcast Radio Masterclass. I paid for the training myself. They didn't send me to training though. Yeah, it credits to me. But that's not the point. The thing is, I did it because this is what I love. I'm not waiting for anyone to push me. I know what I want. I know what I want. All right. So I said, okay, this is it. I'm going for a training in Lagos. She said, fine, I'll keep your spot for you. I'll tell them this is it. This is what is happening. So that day I turned out my resignation letter to my former job, the adult school I used to teach. I told them I'll be going to Lagos for training, and then I'll be coming back. I'll be starting the new job. I said, fine. So February, apparently, I didn't leave, of course, because of the elections. Then March, I came to the Broadcast Radio Masterclass. Of course, that's where I met Mr. Tony Doe, who took us on podcast. Big ups to you, man. Big ups to you. A big inspiration. Big ups to you. So yes, that's where I met you. I met Fola. I met Nelly, who took us on show prep and everything. That training shaped my perspective on radio. All right. I still have the notes till today. So yeah, when I finished my training in Lagos, I came back as the new co-host of the whole 52 Traffic. And then that was from 2019, started co-hosting the shows. Apparently I created a podcast, right? The 052 Traffic Extra, you know, so we really had, we really had fun. I really had a great time on the radio until last year. That's in 2020. That was in August when I took my leave. When I had leave, I took my leave for the first time. So I got a call from EDK, who is now at Sound City, who is now my colleague. It was my former radio station who went to Sound City apparently. So he said, well, there's a slot available in Kano. I want you to send me your demo. I said, sure, I'll do that. So I sent him my demo. I said, fine, we want to take you in. Want to bring you in. So when are you coming in? I said, okay, fine. Let me just tell them I want to resign and everything. So I wrote my resignation letter. Well, this happened while I was still on leave. Okay. So I apparently got the job at Sound City while I was on leave. So when I resumed September, I was resuming with my resignation letter to Vibes FM that, okay, I'll be with you throughout September, but by October, I'll be leaving. All right, so I resumed Sound City October 5th. So I did my last show, hosted my last show in Benin September last year. So that was how I came to Sound City, and that's where I'm having this conversation right now. Yes.
Who were your biggest radio influences?
Well, my biggest radio influences are starting from Nigeria here. People that influenced me on radio, number one is EDK. EDK is a guy that taught me the ABCD of radio. And he's also a guy that is my mentor on the radio. No cap. All right. He's my mentor on the radio. EDK is now my colleague. He works with Sound City Radio 96.3 in ABJ. He apparently trained me. When I still came to Sound City, he trained me and taught me the style, the house style. Okay. Yes. And yes, after that, other radio presenters, like people like IK Osaki Oduwa, man. That guy's another one. That guy is another influence to me. Yes. I'm talking about Trevor Noah, the host of The Daily Show. I love that guy. I love his humor. I love the way he uses humor. I'm a big fan of acting and comedy. All right. So, yes. Also, Jimmy Kimmel as well, who hosted Jimmy Kimmel Live. It's a TV show in the United States. And then I love Charlemagne the God of the Breakfast Club. The reason I love him is because of because it's unapologetic. I like people who give their opinions and then they stand by it no matter what. So I see Charlemagne as someone like that. Though people don't like him for that. Yeah, but I do. I like him for that. Charlemagne the God. Yeah, I like the fact. But unfortunately, we can't be unapologetic here in Nigeria as a presenter. It's really, really sad. I'll come to that later. But yes, I like Charlemagne for that. And also, I like Ryan Seacrest. I like his professionalism. I like his top 14. As a matter of fact, his life as a whole is a big inspiration. Someone who was born in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, while as a kid, he would pretend as if he's hosting the radio show in his bedroom, according to his mom. All right? And now look at where he is. He hosts. In fact, that guy is a big inspiration to me. He's a big influence to me. I like Ryan Seacrest. So there's so many of them. So many of them. So these are the guys that I really look up to. These are my influences. I still listen to them. Yes.
In your experience, Eli, what does it take to be a good radio broadcaster?
Well, this is the same everywhere in every industry. If you want to be a good writer, you need to first of all be a good reader. If you want to be a good artist, like a musician, you need to have listened to great music or good music. If you want to be a good radio broadcaster, the very first thing that I tell people, I ask when they come to me, I say, "Oh man, I love radio. All right, I want to be on the radio." The first question is, how much radio? Who do you listen to? What kind of shows do you listen to? You understand? How much time do you spend listening to the radio? So if you want to be a good radio broadcaster, the first step is you have to be a good radio listener. You can't take that out of it. It's not a bargaining chip. It's something that you have to do. Because what makes you a good radio broadcaster is not your ability to speak English only. It's not accent. All right? It's not trying to create an impression that you can't even sustain. It's not it. What makes you a good radio broadcaster is what you have, what you're made of. How much of good radio content do you have? That is it. That is what are you made of as a radio broadcaster? All right. What do you know about radio? So you, by listening, you're having an idea of the job. Even as a radio broadcaster, till now, I listen to a lot of radio. Even my colleagues here in Kano, I listen to them. Most of the Pidgin English radio station, I listen to them here in Kano. All right? I listen to my colleagues. I listen because the truth is, you cannot know it all. No matter how good you are on the radio, radio is very dynamic. It's very flexible. It's a constantly evolving industry. So you need to keep listening to know what's happening, to know how things are done. Or how things are being done. Excuse me. So that is it for me. That's the first thing. All right. How much of good radio you listen to? That's what's gonna make you. That's the first thing. Then the second thing is having a mentor. Sorry, let me take this water. So having a mentor is very important. I have mentors. Even Tony Do, you are one of my mentors. I mean, I've sent you links to my podcasts, to my shows, and you've always told me, okay, this is how you should do it. This is what you need to do. Yeah. It's even till now, funny enough, my shows, I do ask for off-air dubs, and then I send it to some persons that I know, okay, that would help me criticize it. You understand? So these are the things that make, because the truth is, radio is so dynamic. The more you do it, the more you are involved, the better you become. That is radio. there's no limit to being a good radio presenter. Being a good radio presenter is a constantly evolving process. It always gets better. So that's why when people say, "Oh man, Eli, you're a master," I always try to correct that impression. I am not a master. I'm a student. I'm a student of my game. Because being a master gives you the impression, "Oh, you've arrived." But being a student gives you the mindset, bro, you've not started, bro. You need to keep learning. You get the point now. So the idea is this. I see myself as a student of my game. You understand? That is it. I see myself as a student of my game. You need to see yourself that way. You need to see yourself that way. You need to see yourself as a student of your game. Don't think because people love your show or you're doing well. Accolades are good. I like it. But I try not to fixate on them too much. Because these things can get into your head and then you start relaxing. And then you are going like that. You just a daddy goes to. So that's why when people, when I see radio present, some radio presenters creating the impression that, "Oh, I've arrived, I have this." I just like, come on, man. Radio is too big for you to, even the best radio presenters. Yeah. If the best radio presenters, they will tell you that, "Hey, I'm still learning." All right. There's something that Scott Shannon said. There's something that Scott Shannon said, and I really love it. When I was listening to a podcast on Radio Game Changers, he said, "It's not about being a star." I'm paraphrasing it now. He said, "It's not about being a star on the radio. It's about being good. It's about being good. It's not, the idea is not to, it's not that I want to be a star, because being a star comes from being good. And when you're good, being good comes from constant learning. You see the relationship now? All right? You have to learn consistently, meaning you must be ready to take criticisms anytime, any day, no matter the level you find yourself. Like my billionaire friend would say, the upper echelon." You get the point now? Okay, so that's just it though. But my point is this, all right? What makes you a good radio? First of all, be a good radio listeners. Be a good radio listener. Then secondly, have mentors. And then keep learning. Don't stop. Until you say, "Oh, I don't want to do radio again." Because it's not, you can't be a master of this game. That's the truth. Nobody's a master of the game. But everybody can be better. It's just the mindset that I have for me. I know, no matter how much show I did, how well I did today on the show, on the radio, there's still a better way for me to have done it. That is the truth. So, that is what, in my own experience, that's what makes you a good radio presenter. What you have inside of you, the content that you have, what makes you, what you listen to, your mentors, your mastermind group, and then your ability to be flexible, to be open-minded, to keep learning. That is it. And secondly, please, in this industry, finally, I would say, don't look at anybody. Don't look at any radio presenter to do anything. That is one thing that is helping me. Don't look at any radio presenter to do anything. Just do your thing. Appreciate your growth. Be patient with yourself. All right? Don't be so pressured, because there's a lot of pressure in this industry. Don't give in to it. Alright, the key to actually staying cool is knowing who you are, knowing your capacity, and doing things in your own space and convenience. Your own space and convenience, yeah. That is it.
What do you think about podcasts?
Well, I think podcasts are great. Podcast is the future. And I was having a conversation with someone. He asked the question. He said, "Eli, if you happen to have a well paying job now, a job that pays you better than Sound City, that pays you way better now than Sound City, would you leave?" I said, "Yes, I will leave. The fact that I'm going to do that job doesn't mean I'm going to stay on that job forever. I will leave because based on my plans, all right, I need money. I need money. Then I can do podcasts. people give their opinions on things these days on podcasts. You can't, as a presenter, you can't even express yourself well on the radio. The way I'm expressing myself right now in this podcast, I certainly will not fucking do that on radio. I can't say fuck on radio. So, but the truth is this, it's not about saying those words though. It's about expressing yourself, giving your opinion without fear of someone telling you what to do. You understand? Your unsolicited opinion. So I think podcast has come to bridge the gap of radio in Nigeria. Yes, podcast has come to bridge that gap. You understand? Because it's really, and for me, I listen to more of podcasts. More of, even Nigerian podcast. I listen to likes of, I Said What I Said by FK Abudu, and I have forgotten the other person's name, oh, forgive me. But what I'm trying to say is that podcast, I like the fact that podcast has come to bridge the gap of radio in Nigeria. So that's what I think about podcasts. I think podcasts are, if I leave radio today, I'll start a podcast and give it time. Podcast is the future. People are listening to podcasts these days now. Podcast is the future. And I think we are gradually strolling into that future in Nigeria here. So yeah, I think podcasts are cool. They are great. And it has come to bridge the gap of Nigerian radio.
Let's talk about show prep. What's your creative approach to your current radio show?
Okay, my own creative approach to my show prep is that I think this has to do with radio formats. Largely depends on radio formats. First of all, I work with a contemporary hit music station, Sound City Radio. Basically, the highest speech band we have on Sound City is 1 minute. It's 1 minute. So the idea is, come to the radio with energy, with wit. Say what you want to say. Be precise. Precision in my own format right now is the key here. Precision is the major thing. Yeah, you can be creative. I get creative a lot. I want to say, and then precision, the angles. You understand? Angles in the sense that if you see a story, you want to talk about something. A particular, the truth is, everybody has seen that story. Your colleagues have seen that story. They've used that story. Now, what gives that story a different touch is your angle. Everybody see a story, but not everybody. No, everyone sees a story, but not everyone has the same angle. So your angle is what stands you out. So yeah, in my own station, if I see a story, I always try to find angles to it. How am I going to say this to make it unique? How am I going to add in humor? If it's something that needs humor, or yeah, something, because for me, I'm a big fan of humor. I like comedy. I like acting. I like comedy. All right. So I try as much as possible to bring, and naturally, I think that's what people have told me severally. Naturally, I'm a guy that likes making people laugh. It's not as if I'm a stand-up comedian or anything. But I just, with the way I say things, I just like it. So when I'm on the radio, I try to bring that energy. Okay, so these are my approach. Okay, I look for angles to stories. I am precise because of my format. All right, because in my format, the highest you can talk for as a presenter is what is the highest. 1 minute maximum. You can't talk for more than a minute. So if you are going to say things, you have to look for ways to make it fun, because to make it catchy, you have little time to talk. So you need to make that time count. Fucking count. All right. So that is it. For me, it's I get creative. All right. By finding angles. I find my own angles, how I see it. And then, give the story with so much energy, with vibe, and yes, with precision. Be precise, and brevity. Yes, that's where brevity comes in. I try as much as possible to pick on brevity. It's something that I've learned even before now. So when I came to Sound City, it wasn't that difficult for me to adapt, because in my former radio station, they know me for that a lot. I say things, and I say what I want to say. I don't I don't overhype things. That's my own style. So that is it for me.
What's been your favorite radio experience with a fan?
Favorite radio experience with a fan. Okay, it started when I went to Benin. When I was in Benin. All right. Let me say this. I'll say it's my favorite radio experience. It's not because I like women too much, oh. Please, oh. Don't come for me. But we're doing our anniversary. That was in 2019. I was still at Vibes FM, my former radio station. And then a fan saw me for the first time and was like, she was really excited. So we stood up for a photo. We actually posed for a photo. And this girl was twerking, man. She was twerking me. I felt it too. I won't lie to you. I feel them. I felt fat. It's because I nearly lost my home training. But hey, I didn't do any. I was just enjoying it. She was doing it. Oh, come on. She was doing it. She was just twerking on me. I was like, come on. Well, another of my experience was in here in Kano. So I went out. I went to a lounge to chill. It was on a Friday after my show. So I just went after my 10 p.m. show, my 6 to 10 p.m. show, the home run. So I went to a lounge. I wanted to chill that day before going home. So somebody saw me when I was having a few bottles, and he said, wow, Eli, what's up? I'm not saying you come here. I said, bro, I said, yo. When he heard Eli, when some men heard Eli, like they turned and say, Eli of Sound City. I said, I didn't want to say Eli of Sound City. I didn't want to say, I just said, okay, yes, Sound City. I said, really? Yeah. So now you there since the excitement was really, really overwhelming. And apparently they paid for everything I took that day. Of course, they asked the guy to return my money, and then they actually paid for it. And yes, it was a nice experience. So these are the two favorite experiences. I've had so many experiences, but these are the two experiences I can really, really not forget. The twerking one, and then this one. Especially the twerking.
Who's been your favorite radio guest?
Well, my favorite radio guest is Niniola. Yeah, I've interviewed Niniola twice. I interviewed her early last year, when I was in my former radio station. I interviewed her this year in my new radio station, Sound City Kano. And trust me, it's not as if other guests I've interviewed, they are bad. For the record, I don't think I have a worst guest. They've done well, but of all the interviews I've had, I've enjoyed Niniola more. I like her energy. I like her vibe. It's someone you can basically have a conversation with. You understand? Though we've done interviews through phone, but it felt as if we've been there present. Like the connection, the chemistry is just so great. She's someone I've really interviewed and I've struck great chemistry with her. Trust me, I like her for that. So I think she's a person I've really struck great chemistry with of all the guests I've had. But other guests have been great. All right, they've been average. Yeah. So yes, it's not as if they are bad, but they are just there, normal. But Niniola is exceptional. She stands out for me.
What's your favorite meal?
Well, my favorite meal is pounded yam and vegetable soup. I love vegetable. All right, I love veggies.
Do you have a favorite drink?
My favorite drink is Hollandia yogurt. I love Hollandia yogurt a lot. Then I love Vita milk too. So basically, I love milk and yogurt. I love taking them.
If the circumstances were different, Eli, what would you do instead of radio?
The truth is, I would have been an astronaut though. Yeah, because I love adventure. All right. Big ups to Richard Branson for being the first billionaire to travel to space. I love space. If I was in primary 5, I would take my other brothers Ababio chemistry and start to read just one thing, chemistry of earth and space. I loved it. I learned about night. I read that over and over again until my bro told me that, hey, you can't be an astronaut in Nigeria. They don't offer such courses. We don't have the equipment. So I had to like, okay, let me stick to my passion, my media passion. All right. So I would have been an astronaut. If I was in other country, I would have been somewhere now. I would have been in satellite right now. But hey, it's all good though. And also, I also love acting as well. I love acting. I mean, I told myself that I'm going to be a media personality. And either I'm a broadcaster or I'm an actor or I'm both. And right now, I'm trying to be both because it's something that part is calling out on me because I've actually neglected that part for a while to chase radio. All right. So these are the things I would have done other than radio.
What top 5 songs and artists are on your playlist right now?
Well, the first one right now, I have Soundgasm by Rema. Then Gliding by Parsaliu. All right, is Gambian British. So Parsaliu is, I think, Gambian British. Let me check that up quickly on the internet. Parsaliu. Yeah, he's a Gambian British. I'm right. He's a Gambian British. I like his music. Gliding, especially Gliding. Gliding is number two. Then, Buju, Feeling. Man, Buju did a great job there. Number three. Of course, What It Feels Like. Nipsey Hussle, Jay-Z. Yes, I like What It Feels Like too. I love that jam as well. That's not number four. Then number five. Number five is Keystar, the remix, Focalistic and Davido. It goes down when my G's connect. I love that jam a lot. Yeah, I love, these are my top five jams right now on my playlist. Yeah, that is it.
What legacy does Eli want to leave behind?
Well, the kind of legacy I want to leave behind is that I want people to be, when I'm gone, people can look back to my art and say, well, you've done great. You're a blessing. Big ups to Sound Sultan. People would look back to my personality. They'll remember how much impact I have made through my personality and my art, which is the media. Okay, so these are the things I want to be remembered for. I want people to say, oh man, what he did really inspired me. What he did really put me to this. What he did, his lifestyle really gave me a blueprint on how I should live my life. So these are the things I'm looking at when I'm gone. I want people to remember how much I love to do what I do and how much what I did impacted them positively. That is just it for me.
Thank you, Eli. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Well, thank you so much, Tony Doe. Thank you for having me on this podcast. Yes, it's really great. You are a mentor to me. Trust me, since you took us on podcast at the BRMC Broadcast Radio Masterclass, I loved podcasts before then, but you taking us on that podcast really, really made me love it more. Like, oh man, this guy, big ups to you, Tony Doe, man. Big ups to you. I love what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Peace.
If you're wondering who came up with my podcast theme music,
I'm pretty sure it's Techzilla.
That's right, and you can find him on social media, links in the show notes. Subscribe to the Tony Doe podcast wherever it is you listen to your favorite podcasts. And if you like what you hear, do buy me a coffee. The link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening.